annual America's newest citizen.
Yes, give us your tired, your poor, your Samuels.
Hey, if I were rich and well-rested, I never would have left Africa.
Now that you're an official card-carrying American, what's next for you?
Well, like every other good citizen, I'm looking forward to avoiding jury duty.
Don't forget about lying on your taxes, complaining about the president, and hating soccer.
Or football, as the Europeans call it. Ridiculous.
Thanks, Mother. Don't wait up.
Your mummy drops you off?
She's afraid if I take the bus, I'll be kidnapped.
Harry, don't you think it's time to cut your mother's apron strings? I mean, move out and get your own place?
Whose house do you live in?
Mama's boy.
Anybody want to head to the back room for open mic night? Now that I am a citizen, I can finally heckle the comics without fear of deportation.
Well, instead of heckling, why don't you get up there and tell some jokes?
I'd love to, but it's too scary.
No, you'd be great. Mike tells me all the funny things you say about him at the diner.
I told you those things because they're mean.
Well, it doesn't make him any less funny. I think if you want to try it, then you should do it.
You think?
Yeah, I think you'd be amazing at it. I mean, if there's anything I've learned in the last few months is that something scares you, you should run right towards it. Unless it's armed or contagious.
Maybe I will.
I think you both should take a risk and go for it. And with you and your mother, maybe you should go away from it. And don't let her drive.
She'd still find me. I think she had them put a chip in me during my lap band surgery. It doesn't always take.
You're gonna get us another round.
I'll give you a hand. Hey, you should be careful with all this better yourself nonsense. If people expect nothing out of life, they'll never be disappointed.
Wait, I've seen that written somewhere. Oh, your mother.
Maybe stitch the needlepoint, but there's a lot of wisdom on that tiny pillow. La, la, ba, di, da. La. La-ba-dee-da, for the first time in my life,
I see love,
and for the first time in my life,
I see love.
Oh, here's one. In this country, you decide which doctor to go to. In my country, we just have the one witch doctor. You understand, of course, the two witches are spelled differently.
What the hell is he doing over there?
I think he's working on his stand-up act.
He needs to work on his work. Hey, out of Africa, you want to take our order?
Look at those two, taking a bite out of crime one tuna melt at a time. You might not see him crack a case, but if he drops his hat, you'll definitely see crack. Thank you. I'll be here all week. Hey, are you coming to the open mic night on Saturday? And if you are, could you wear your uniform and possibly your hat? And possibly bend over?
I don't feel like you need to do this just because Molly was spouting off about taking risks.
Oh, no. She was just the push I needed. I can't be a waiter the rest of my life.
You're barely a waiter now. Can you please take our order?
You mock me, but you'll see. I'm going to become a successful stand-up, get my own TV show, do lots of drugs, and enter rehab where I meet a porn star who will only want me for my money. God willing.
Son of a bitch, still didn't take our order.
I'll run this to the kitchen myself. What are you having?
You don't have to spend a ton of money on expensive products to keep your hair healthy. Everyday household items will do the job for a fraction of the cost.
Actually, I steal most of my hair care products.
Then steal from your own pantry. Grab some coconut oil. Toss it on your head like a hair salad. Beautiful.
See? I told you, Vince. You're never too old to follow your dreams.
You were right. I wouldn't have done it without you giving me a kick in the ass and a set of professional combs.
I just like the path. You have to walk it.
Why'd you ever give up being a hairdresser in the first place?
Because I was a straight man and it was a different time. I didn't have the balls to say, I'm here, I cut hair, get used to it.
Well, better late than never. I mean, what happens to a dream deferred? Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun? It's a poem. Langston Hughes. So coconut oil, huh?
Mayo or creamy ranch dressing, if you're in a real pinch.
I did it.
You did what?
I took your advice and moved out of my mother's house. Where do we sleep?
We.
Me and Chairman Meow. My cat, my friend, my everything.
Can you explain to me why Harry's in pajamas on our couch trying to get a cat to swallow a pill?
Oh, Chimmy Meow has allergies.
Who?
Chimmy Meow.
What?
Chimmy Meow.
What are you saying?
The name of Harry's cat, Chimmy Meow. Oh, and Harry's working tomorrow, so somebody's going to have to give him a shot.
Who?
Chimmy Meow. But he says that if he sprays, it's not coming from the rectum, but the area around the rectum.
What the hell is happening here? I was only gone for 8 hours.
All right. Just sit down. Everything's fine. Harry has moved out of his house with his mother, and he's living with us temporarily just until he figures out what his plan is.
Why is that our problem?
Well, Mike, I encouraged him. I can't just give up on him.
Why not? God gave up on him.
Well, not me. There's a lot of responsibility that comes with being a role model. You know what? I should give a TED Talk.
Who's Ted? Is he going to be sleeping on our couch next? Or is he going to be losing his waiter job because he's busy writing jokes?
Is Samuel writing jokes? Oh, that makes me so happy to hear that.
Molly, don't you see what you're doing? You're messing with the natural order of things.
What are you talking about?
These people were perfectly happy in their boring, humdrum lives.
Who are you to determine what's best for them?
Who are you? I know these people. They're my friends. I'm just trying to protect them.
From what?
From you. The worst thing you can do is fill people with hope.
Stop quoting your mother's pillows!
What's going on?
Hi, nothing. Just looking for that little tabby. Got half a suppository in him before he took off, that rascal.
I'd have done the same thing if I was in his position. Want to meddle in other people's lives?
This is what you get.
I'm fine. I just have to give him a shot, put him in his little crate, whisk him off to dialysis.
Don't let me interrupt your morning. Come here, give me a quick kiss goodbye.
No, I don't think I should.
Oh, come on, cat lady. Don't punish me for last night. I'm sorry.
Well, if you insist.
Mm-hmm. What's that I'm tasting?
I don't know, but I do know that it didn't come out of the chairman's rectum.
Oh.
He's turning everybody's life upside down. I mean, you saw it with Samuel. He was a bad waiter with no future, and he was happy. We were all happy.
Well, I agree. Without her encouragement, I doubt Samuel ever have the guts to do the stand-up thing.
See? You get it.
Yes. Yes, I do. I mean, not everybody has the talent to get up there and wow an open mic crowd like I do.
Right. Wait, what?
Listen, that stage isn't only for bad comics. Okay, it's also for talented up-and-coming singers like myself.
Oh, no. She got to you, too.
Yes, she did. Her inspiration was an inspiration. Plus, it just makes sense. See, my police work, that's my act one. See, I got to prepare for my act two.
In the history of history, a cop has never quit his job to become a professional singer.
Number one, Eddie Money. Boom. Number two, the cop from The Village People. And number three, Carr McMillan.
It's never gonna happen.
Well, certainly not with that kind of support. I mean, how come I don't get the mic that Molly gets?
Because I got nothing left to give.
You selfish bastard. Who supported you at the police chili cook-off? Mm-hmm. Yours was salty as hell. And I kept going back bowl after bowl. My feet swelled so much, I went up a shoe size for a full week.
You never told me that.
Yeah, because I didn't want you to feel bad. That's what friends are for. Keep smiling. Keep shining. Knowing you can always count on me. For sure.
Knock it off!
You gotta control that wife of yours.
What'd she do now?
Oh, she's filling people's heads with these ridiculous pipe dreams. Vince used to wake me up in the middle of the night to have sex. Now it's just to see if the pin curls have set.
I thought you liked them doing your hair.
Really? I look like I'm in the damn touring company of Annie.
It doesn't... I mean, it's not... Let me help you with that hat.
Mistake your wallet for a waffle, then accidentally eat your week's pay. Yeah. That is confusing. Give a look into a lady's pocketbook.
Man, this crowd is dead. They're gonna tear you to pieces.
Relax, you'll be fine.
But you should probably change into what you're gonna wear on stage.
This is what I'm wearing.
Oh. You look good.
If one needed to vomit, where do you think one would go?
I like doing it out by the dumpsters. The fresh air is nice, and sometimes you meet people.
Behold, my latest masterpiece.
Say something supportive.
I love your sweater.
Can you believe it's been 30 years since I did a do like this?
Yes, yes, I can.
You see? Starts out with coconut oil and head massages. Next thing you know, you can't find a hat big enough to hide your shame.
Well, I just think it's too bad that after all the hard work Vince has put into this, is just gonna go back to normal once they take a shower.
Are you kidding? I use 4 cans of hairspray. That coif will stop a bullet.
Everybody. Now, before I start, I wanted to bring some sexy up on the stage to help me out. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Miss Victoria Flynn. You know, every captain needs his Tennille, every peach needs his herb, every Ashford needs his Simpson, every Sunny needs
it.
His...
Just sing.
Baby, let's carouse.
Away from here.
Don't be confused.
The way is clear.
And if you want it, you got it forever. This is not a one-night stand, baby.
I could never do that.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm just not one to take chances.
Are you kidding? You're a Chicago cop. You take chances every day. And what about us? Moving in together, getting married, and you gave me a credit card. That takes guts.
It's not the same thing.
It's exactly the same thing.
Good news. I thought I had to throw up, but turns out I just needed a good cry. I can't go up there.
Listen, Samuel, you don't have to go up on that stage. But I can't believe someone who was brave enough to come to this country with nothing but a shirt on his back and a smart-ass attitude is afraid of a room full of drunk morons that just want to hear a fart joke.
I have one of those.
get up there and let it rip.
Let the music take your mind.
So I've recently become a U.S. citizen. Thank you. I've got to say, one of the first things I've noticed is, what's the deal with all of these foreigners? Actually, back in my home country, it was very rough. Being eaten by lions, hyenas. In fact, my cousin was killed by a seal. A Navy SEAL. He was a Somali pirate. I'm actually from Senegal, but for that joke to work, I had to be Somali, so... there you go. I have a very good friend in the audience tonight. I want to thank him for his support. Officer Michael Biggs. I feel bad for Mike, though. Since Illinois abolished the death penalty, he no longer gets extra pay. They used to use his squad car as the gas chamber.
Yeah, the fart show. Thank you.
I mean, you ever mix up a piece of cornbread with a piece of cake and you get frosting all over your greens? Yeah, that is unpleasant.
Been sitting here an hour and no one's mentioned Molly's hair.
It's beautiful. I love it.
I can do yours like that.
No, thank you.
Well, you can wrestle it to the ground, but not everything likes to be shaved. All right. A late addition to end the night. Please welcome to the mic. Oh, Mike!
Hi. I'd like to dedicate this song to my wife, who's sitting right over there in 1976. Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain. We all have sorrow. But if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. You just call on me, brother.